For this Thursday, January 29th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. MSD of Mount Vernon and MSD of North Posey have called off school once again for this Thursday. Both school districts are participating in synchronous learning. This means that students will receive live instruction from teachers virtually. Each school has an individual schedule for synchronous learning, and students will receive more information from each school. Posey County has downgraded from a travel watch to a travel advisory. There are still roadways that are impacted by the large amount of snowfall and freezing temperatures. They urge residents to continue to use caution while traveling, as roadways may remain slick in spots over the next several days, as forecast temperatures may not rise above freezing until next Tuesday. A convicted Posey County rapist will remain behind bars following a ruling involving the Indiana Attorney General's office. Attorney General Todd Rokitas says his appeals team successfully argued against efforts to overturn the convictions of Ricky House Jr. House's legal team claimed he received ineffective assistance from his trial attorney, but the court rejected those arguments. House was sentenced in 2015 to 93 years in prison after being convicted on multiple charges including rape, kidnapping, criminal confinement, battery resulting in bodily injury, and pointing a handgun. Investigators say House lured a woman into a trailer, tied her to the bed, later confined her in a cage, and repeatedly assaulted her over a period of nearly 2 months. Police say the victim eventually escaped with help from the ex-husband of House's girlfriend. The Attorney General's office called the crimes unspeakable and says the ruling ensures House will continue serving his sentence. The quote from Attorney General Rokita was, "The details of this case are horrific and heartbreaking. I commend our team's hard work to ensure justice is done, and in every case, our team works on behalf of victims and all Hoosiers." If you got a text message from a number pretending to be Duke Energy, you're not alone. The utility company says some customers have been receiving texts claiming there will be scheduled power outages for Duke Energy customers. According to officials, it's a scam and a link should not be clicked. Duke Energy says they will communicate grid conditions through their official channels. Moving on to sports, in men's college basketball last night, the Evansville Purple Aces let a big second half lead slip away up in Des Moines, Iowa, and lost to the Drake Bulldogs 82-78. The Aces led by 19 points with just under 13 minutes left, but could not hang on for the win. Leif Muller had 20 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists in the loss. Evansville is 5-16 overall and 1-9 in the Missouri Valley Conference. UE plays again on Saturday at Northern Iowa at 3 o'clock. This evening in local college basketball, both USI women's and men's basketball have a conference home game with Lindenwood. The women's game begins at 5 o'clock and the men's game is at 7:30. The Screaming Eagles women's basketball team is 14-5 on the season and 8-2 in the Ohio Valley Conference. USI men's basketball is 5-15 on the year and 2-8 in the OVC. Evansville women's basketball has a home game tonight against conference foe Belmont at 6 o'clock. The Purple Aces women's team is coming off a 3-point win up at Northern Iowa on Sunday, as they are 5-15 on the year and 3-6 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Again, that game tips off at 6 o'clock tonight against Belmont on campus at Meeks Family Fieldhouse. From the NBA, the Indiana Pacers defeated the Chicago Bulls at home 113-110. Indiana trailed by 12 points with 6 minutes left, but closed the game on a 22-7 run. Pascal Siakam led the charge with 20 points, as 6 different players finished in double figures. The Pacers improved to 12-36. They play again at home on Saturday night when they face the Atlanta Hawks. That's news and sports for this Thursday, January 29th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. As always, for news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.